The photograph here is made using a glass negative. Malcolm Daniel, curator in charge of the Department of Photographs.
When we look at a photograph from a glass negative, the characteristics that distinguish it from the paper negative, for instance, is first of all a much finer detail, and secondly a much smoother gradation of tones. We'll see all the tones on the gray scale from white to black, or in most cases from white to a kind of chocolatey brown.
The invention of the glass negative in 1851 was a breakthrough in photographic technology, for the first time creating multiple images with a high degree of accuracy. There was one disadvantage. The negative had to be prepared, used, and developed within a short amount of time, which made it cumbersome, especially for outdoor photographers. And as with all processes of the time, the size of the image was limited by the size of the negative. No enlargement was possible.
So if we think about the size of our negatives now and the size of our cameras, and then we look at some of the 19th century prints that are 14 by 17 inches, we think about the size that the camera had to be to hold a negative that size, we understand that the whole process was far more labor-intensive than what we're used to.
The glass negative was most often used to make albumen silver prints. To hear more about them, press the green play button now.